This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the country, and we thank them very much. And special shout-out to Ron Phillips and his crew over there in Fort Worth tonight. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, keeping America rolling along. We appreciate what you are doing. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have there. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Hong Kong is about ready to blow up, it looks like, literally. Over the weekend, we had a couple of occurrences where the police had raised their, had drawn their guns, and in one case that I'm reading about here, they had fired a warning shot. They arrested 36 people. Apparently, it's getting really down to the nitty-gritty there right now.
Well, it is. It has been. But, yeah, they arrested 36, including a 12-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the 12-year-old doing?
Well, they say that they are in possession of offensive weapons. Not that the protesters have guns. They have things like bamboo sticks and, you know, rocks or whatever. So, anybody that's seen with anything in their hands. And there's so much tear gas that's being used that one fellow lives up on the 15th floor of a building, and he said he could smell the tear gas 15 floors up. He's got four dogs, and the dogs are sneezing and wheezing all day long because of the tear gas.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not smart.
So, no, but, I mean, that's just, what are you going to do? I mean, he's not protesting. And
oh.
But, yeah, so China is really getting a double whammy here. The double whammy obviously has been going on for a while, and that is the trade deal in the matter of Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
So their reputation, President Xi's reputation, is being challenged in a big way, globally, I might add, which I think is one of the reasons that he has decided to tell some of his ministers and those that, you know, or in his cabinet or whatever it's called over there in his government, we need to start reaching out and try and unwind some of this damage.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And, folks, I'm speaking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, the stock market is not really reacting all that bad. But then again, there might be another thing here, because I just pulled up the futures, and the futures for the last 2 hours have been staying above the Dow futures, above 400. NASDAQ futures are 41. Standard & Poor's futures are 9.62. So that doesn't mean a lot, but technically it means that people aren't that discouraged about what's going on in Hong Kong or China.
Well, I mean, the Hong Kong, it's really starting, these protests and whatnot are starting to hurt Hong Kong business, local businesses, because they have to kind of close up shop to protect themselves. And it's also necessarily hurting some tourism. So the protests are not helping. As far as the trade deal, I think that this has got to reach the news wires, you know, in Europe and in the United States, such that we'll see what happens with the markets at opening.
Well, you never know what Larry Kudlow is trying to say, but he said yesterday from the summit in France, he said that the trade deals in the works will far outweigh the trade war with China.
Well, I mean, we always have we have a U.S. trade representative, and a U.S. trade representative, you know, works way beyond China. I mean, they work several other countries. So
right.
They have been saying, okay, well, this is going to be going on with China. And then Trump puts out the tweet that he is ordering U.S. manufacturers to look elsewhere. He's not saying you have to remove your business, but we are ordering you to look elsewhere. They should have been doing that anyway,
right?
To be honest with you.
Right.
Because, I mean, this trade deal has been going on for quite some time. So they're looking for other places to help our agricultural sector. But I believe what President Xi is doing is essentially he was holding the hard line, essentially trying to necessarily tank Trump's reelection because he would have a much better time with the Democrats, he being President Xi.
Yeah. And, of course, he has also threatened to raise tariffs according to what the U.S. did on their end.
Correct. Mm-hmm. What they're calling is retaliatory tariffs on $75 billion in U.S. goods.
But then when we heard about the Asian equity markets where the markets were tanking and the currency was tanking, that's changed the mind apparently of somebody in China because somebody's talking about...
I mean, what they're really saying here is, well, these are indications that, you know, the investors are not responding well. So as a consequence, they're going to, you know, rethink some of these things, including the fact that the value of the yuan has slipped substantially.
All righty. Yeah, I heard that one. Okay. All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. And don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, a little Bob Seger bringing us in there off that break. And what do 385,000 people, armed people, all have in common? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend themselves. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense because they know that the legal system does not always get it right. The last person standing is the first person the law enforcement is going to look at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And on the right tab, about a third of the way down, you will see a USCCA logo link. Click on that link, and it will show you a gun a day giveaway right off the bat that you can sign up for whatever the free gun a day giveaway is. And good luck with that. We want to announce the winner here, but if you don't sign up for it, we can't do it. So every day, go in there, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and you might get lucky and win it. And then after that's done, you will see three different opportunities to join the USCCA. That's like an ABC program. And if you join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great USCCA gear and the Concealed Carry magazine, which is very important in the scheme of things because that Concealed Carry magazine is award-winning 2 years in a row, and they really put a lot of great things in there. Get discounts on camping, RVing, hunting, fishing, as well as some guns and some ammunition. So that's the USCCA logo link on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, come in.
Hello, hello.
Them Russians was up to it again up there in the Arctic somewhere with a submarine, and they fired a couple of missiles from the submarine.
They had a they fired one near it broke, the submarine broke through the ice near the North Pole and fired what is called a Suniva type intercontinental ballistic missile. This was Saturday morning. A little while later, about 1,000 miles south, still within the Arctic Circle, yet another Russian submarine launched a Bulova type intercontinental ballistic missile. And this was from the Barents Straits. So these are both sending messages to the world.
Mm-hmm.
That if the United States is going to do some things, well, we're going to do them. Well, they didn't. It took those subs a little while to get there, so
yeah.
They were long before the United States did their test. So we've got one particular submarine is one of their older ones, and if anything had failed, it was really okay.
Uh-huh.
That was one of those that had to break through the ice. But the other one is one of their newer ones, and that one's what they're doing is sending a message that we've got a pile of these.
Yeah.
So, there you go. It's going to be interesting.
Speaking of interesting, it looks like as if the fires down there in Bolivia, in the Amazon forest, if you will, the warplanes from Bolivia got involved in dumping water on the to fight the fire. I don't know if they're making a lot of headway or not. I mean, that's had a long time to fester down there.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that he brought out his military. They're bringing in assets as far as they can bring them. The UK offered up 10 million pounds to help out, if that would help out at all. So I think there's 6,000 square miles that are burning in some form or fashion.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I don't know where they are and having it under control.
Flip is saying good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep. Flip says howdy. The Wall Street Journal had a very interesting poll that came out. Predominantly millennials. Apparently, patriotism, religion, and kids are less valued by Americans was the main thing that we got out of this poll. Now, I'm not surprised, but you said it has something to do with what, the schools?
We haven't taught patriotism or positive or factual American history in schools for probably the last, 15, 20 years.
Okay.
We were using, a lot of the schools were almost, I shouldn't say forced to use, but they decided to subscribe to Howard Zinn's version of U.S. history, which is essentially it was always a rather, I don't want to say communistic, but kind of a Marxist version of all the bad things that the United States was about, or America was about.
Okay.
So, U.S. History by Howard Zinn was really a public school textbook. And so if any of the kids really paid any attention in the history class, and they were taught from that book, it's no wonder that there's no patriotism.
Yeah, and you know it's a little different because when we were growing up, we had the pledge that we said every morning after the school announcements were made. We actually even said a prayer. It was part of what we did every day. All that's gone away, right?
Yeah, you can't say prayers in schools anymore.
You might offend somebody, right? Might be awful. Might be terrible. You might offend somebody if you say a prayer. Wow. But anyway, I'm being pissed.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. But it is what it is. Okay, well, it's hurricane season, right?
Yeah, we're in the heart of it.
And we have this tropical storm called Dorian, which is slowly moving in our direction, and it looks like it is coming in our direction. It's way out there right now by the Windward Isles, headed to the Leeward Isles, And there's some tropical storm warnings up there for out there on the edge of the tips of the islands, Aruba and Barbados, and maybe moving further in as we'll see what it's going to do. Now, this one here may stay out in the Caribbean a little further, which means it might not exactly give a direct blow to anybody until it gets up around Cuba. Then the question is going to be, will it come over Cuba and will it come over the mountains? But we could have an interesting storm here by about the beginning of next week, I think, at the very earliest.
Yeah, I think the winds here at this point are in the 45 to 50 mile an hour range. It's heading towards Puerto Rico. So we'll see, you know, the closer it gets, the warmer the water is.
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well for making it go away.
No, because the Gulf and the Bay water temperature right now are sitting at 90 degrees.
I know, it's hot.
Yep, and I don't want to wish any bad luck on anybody, but when you get into that kind of weather, that kind of water, the temperature, it's like adding fuel to the fire, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so
Let's hope that when it gets over some of these land masses in the Caribbean, of Guadeloupe and Puerto Rico, Haiti, Cuba, that it loses some of its punch.
Yeah, the cone of certainty is big enough to where it could do that, but it might also be out in the water, and if it is, then it's just going to keep moving along until it gets towards Cuba, and then we don't know what it's going to do. But we've all lived through this, so we all need to, right now, we're about a week away from this. If it comes our direction, you need to make sure you got your go kit ready if you need to go somewhere. You need to make sure you get your vehicle gassed if you got to go somewhere. And let's not forget also that you need to have some canned goods of some sort that won't spoil that you can eat. And you can go, you'd be surprised what you can do with a can of Spam, right?
Well, I mean, this isn't Florida's first rodeo. So,
no.
I mean, people know what to do.
No, but I ran into some people yesterday that were asking me about the storm, and they actually had just come down here from, like, up in the north. They go, are the hurricanes really bad down here? And I went, well, you know, they can be. It depends. They can be.
That's right.
Take a look at the panhandle a couple of years ago, right? And by the way, they finally are getting some of their money paid to them there, up there. Finally.
I haven't looked at that, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that a little bit later. We might divulge in that tomorrow. All right, got to run. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sure.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Run on over there, check out what she has to offer. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
I have my second thoughts about everything.
President Trump speaking about the trade war with China. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told CBS's Face the Nation that the Chinese are taking the tariff hit.
As far as any impact here, I will argue, as I have, It's a very small, minimal impact. The burden of this thing is falling way on China.
Meanwhile, at the G7, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, through an interpreter, said he and President Trump have agreed on a $7 billion trade agreement that would increase U.S. corn, beef, and pork exports to Japan.
We would like to make sure that our teams would accelerate the remaining work so as to achieve this goal of realizing the signing of the agreement on the margins of the U.N. General Assembly at the end of September.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. But I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to better serve you, and we'll tell you all about them in a moment once they tell you all about themselves coming up, right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go to the technical schools or the BOCES or the BOTEC schools, whatever you call them in your area, to learn a trade that in most cases will pay you 80%, especially if it's union, 80% of the union scale to start. Which means that you might not make as much money as you thought you were going to make. Yeah, you'll have a career. Yeah, you'll have a future, but you'll start out, of course, as an apprentice and go from there and move up the ladder. But how would you like the opportunity to start at $50,000 a year or more as an aviation maintenance tech, a very highly sought-after job? Now, National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, can fill the void and give you a great career path. They have a location in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. Another one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And all you got to do to check them out is go to the website naa.edu, naa.edu, and tell them you want to take the tour. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. But when you talk to them, either via the computer or via the phone, tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for that special white gloves tour you're going to get. And again, the website, naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you, National Aviation Academy. Now, European military exercises like the Army's massive Combined Resolve No. 7 are crucial to the mix of things, so says our Air Force Major General Kirk Smith, commander of the Special Operations Command in Europe. He said the United States needs more than words to bolster its relationships with European allies as Russia seeks to undermine such alliances. A lot of movement, as you well know, by Russia in Eastern Europe right now. So it is what it is, and we are definitely countering by letting them know that we got troops in the area too, along with our allies. By the way, a $12 million payout may be appealed after botched surgery and burning of a soldier's child in an Army hospital. Now, this is pretty rank. Joint Base Lewis McChord in Washington State. The federal government may appeal the $12.3 million verdict they were ordered to pay to a family of a young boy whose face was severely burned 4 years ago in a botched surgery at the Madigan Army Medical Center there at Joint Base Lewis McChord in Washington. And what a shame that is. That's where the Rangers train, by the way. Home of the Rangers. And the Army is finalizing a new web-based modeling app developed by Microsoft that will allow soldier equipment officials to see how hanging new pieces of kit on close combat troops would affect a squad's performance. We'll see how that works out. And the 549th Hospital Center is the first unit out of 10 in the active duty military to reconfigure itself into smaller components that consist of two mobile field hospitals and their supporting units. By the way, to avoid past mistakes that have all but crippled the Army's ability to procure new equipment, the service should ensure its top modernization priorities now are aligned with the emerging warfighting doctrine. This coming from Defense News, which could mean rearranging some of its top efforts, according to the conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, who issued a report on all of this. Now, the Navy's new top officer, Admiral John Richardson, said at a ceremony at the Washington Navy Yard that we should start thinking differently about the Navy. He transferred the highest uniform office in the sea service to Admiral Michael Gilday, who was deep selected from the three-star ranks to become the next chief of naval operations. And we'll see what the think differently policy is for the Navy. In addition, for the past few years, Navy's been a bit adrift on the football field. And the football coach has taken the blame, saying, put it right here on me. It's my fault. We'll do better this year. Okay. We'll see. By the way, the new chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Michael Gilday, has no plans to follow a business-as-usual approach in leading the Navy as he takes the helm of the service amid the growing threats across the globe. He's going to be a kind of seat-of-the-pants type guy there. The situation may change from continent to continent. Now, the Air Force, Travis Air Force Base's 60th Maintenance Squadron, is now armed with the Stratasys F-900 3D printer, meaning some aircraft parts can be produced more efficiently by printing them. The Air Force also has completed inspections of more than a quarter of its fleet of C-130 Hercules transports, which were pulled from flying operations after the discovery of signs of cracking on the wing joints. And a third of them have already been cleared, and they're back up in the air. By the way, the Air Force has released the list of airmen selected for promotion to Staff Sergeant, and congratulations to them. And physical fitness tests for the Air Force were briefly suspended earlier this week, and outdoor cardio testing will be curtailed for the remainder of the summer at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida after an airman died. She had completed her PT test on Friday and died over the weekend. Wow. And the Marines, a Marine charged with murder in a New Year's Day shooting incident at the Washington, D.C. Marine Barracks, may have been unaware his gun was loaded when he allegedly pointed it at a fellow Marine and pulled the trigger. Wow, how could you not know the gun was loaded? Gee whiz. And a Marine serving in one of the service's highest profile positions was admonished after hazing claims emerged when he took a lighter to subordinates' collars to burn threads from their uniforms while the Marines were wearing them. Several people got a little hot under the collar with that, and they did get burned, which is why the senior enlisted sergeant is probably regretting he did that. Now, a trial date has been set for the Coast Guard officer charged earlier this year with stockpiling weapons and drug possession, and who was also maintained a hit list to prominent Democrats and journalists and told friends he was dreaming of ways to kill almost every last person on Earth. Wow. That's nuts. And in veterans news right now, a patient's death by suicide at the Department of Veterans Affairs Hospital in Florida earlier this year might have been prevented if facility leadership had addressed longstanding issues with security cameras and unsafe facility practices, according to a new Inspector General report. A change in the post-911 GI Bill benefits earlier this month, means that some student veterans will be eligible for larger housing stipends this semester. That's a good thing. You might want to check on that one. And in closing, the staff at the veterans' medical facilities across the country aren't keeping up with the backlog of paper records that need to be digitalized, with some outstanding documents dating back to 2016, the backlog is 5 miles high. You heard me right. Okay, we're coming back, and we're going to take a look at what Chris Markowski has to say, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And I'd like to say hello to Don and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia, who are listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, arthritis, which is what I have for all the different fractures I've had and whatnot, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, muscle aches, whatever the deal is, you might want to consider trying the all-natural Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, I was on my feet all day long yesterday, and normally I take it twice a day anyway, and I was up, down, up, down, up, down, walking all around, did a lot of walking yesterday at the grand opening of Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson on 49th Street in Largo, and as a result, of course, I had a little bit of discomfort and a little bit of swelling, so I took my extra packet of Relief Factor, and boom, in about 30 minutes, it quit. It absolutely stopped. Swelling went down, pain went away. That was it. Never looked back. So, if you want to try the 1995 3-week quick start and see what it does for you, that's all it is $19.95 plus your shipping and handling to get it to you. You can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order it there.
What do you got to lose but pain, right? 1995, three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good news for the traders, I guess, because I'm watching the stock market here, and it's been over 500 for the last 25, 30 minutes. Dow futures on my chart are showing me plus 514. NASDAQ futures on my chart showing me plus 7912. Standard & Poor's futures showing me plus 2012. It just changed as I was looking at it right here in front of me. And, of course, it changes all the time. This is from Salem Radio Network. They're business people. They have this up there. I don't know what chart it is, but that's what I watch at night. Now, you said, you know, and I agree with you, don't pay attention to the futures because that really doesn't mean much. But after we had that big drop on Friday and the good news with the Japanese trade deal, plus we're hearing that China wants to talk now because apparently the Asian equity markets have tanked and their economy has been devaluated.
Well, listen, as far as this trade stuff's concerned, it's great for headlines. It's great for a lot of the algorithmic traders and using headlines to drive the market in various different directions. I'm a firm believer that there's going to be some sort of trade deal that is eventually done. It is what it is. I said you're going to have to hold the line for a period of time. And I know you got a lot of people that are impatient out there. Oh, no, we got to get something done. We shouldn't do tariffs. Do you have any other alternative? Let me know. Okay, because they don't have anything. Oh, we could talk more. Yeah, talking's going to get you nowhere. You have to obviously act at a certain point in time. We have to obviously stick this through. We obviously have to protect our intellectual property rights. And the reality is you come up with a deal that's reasonable, we'll sign it and we'll move on. But until that point in time, you know, we're going to have to keep moving on here. I mean, the Chinese, I don't know if they're kind of waiting to see that, you know, Trump is going to be gone and get somebody else in there. But it's a difficult calculation as well because that will put Democrats in a bad position as being against, outsourcing and unions. So they're kind of stuck on this, too. So, at some point in time, the Chinese are going to have to, you know, come up and say, okay, listen, we're going to have to come meet them at least a certain way. We cannot continue to steal all of this information because if we do, the Americans are going to continue to throw tariffs at us. I'm glad to see that we're acting like this. I could care less about the day-to-day short-term movements of the stock market. It's what matters over the long term.
Well, the fact of the matter is Chinese industrial production growth has slowed down over the past 17 years, and right now it's at the slowest level it's ever been. And while the U.S. economy may be slowing down too, it's not slowing down as much as China's. As a matter of fact, we're still the best economy in the world, I do believe.
Oh, we're doing fine. I mean, like I said, despite all of this stuff going on, our economy is still growing. You know, everybody's kind of pushing this recession narrative, and I find it a bit absurd.
Three R's
right now.
The three R's. Yep.
Yeah, it's part of the push. Again, it's political cycles, and you can, if the media gets its way, they would love to talk us into recession. We've had people actually come out and admit they would like to see that happen, which is kind of pathetic and sad. But here's the case. You know, you get slowdowns from time to time. You know, it's going to happen. The overall underlying economy is strong, especially when you're taking a look at jobs and you're taking a look at wages, which is, to me, most important.
By the way, while we've been talking, Dow Futures SRN source is up 530, NASDAQ Futures up 85.88, Standard & Poor Futures up 22.62. That just jumped up again while I was just talking to you. So apparently people are feeling...
I get my numbers from the banks, and mine are a little bit different than yours right now. So, they're bouncing around. I don't see them up that high, but, we'll see how things happen when it opens up.
Yeah, this is from SRN News. I'm not sure where they get it from either, but I'm looking at them, and I see them every day. I watch them to see what's going to go on. Now, the economy moving the way that it is, and it's not going backwards, the economy moving the way that it is a good thing for all of us. I hate to tell you this, but it looks like we may have a tropical storm turned hurricane headed towards the U.S. over the next week or so. That's going to mean that certain building and construction companies are probably going to be very busy shortly thereafterwards, right?
We'll see. You know how these hurricane things go.
I do.
If you go in the middle of nowhere, you know, it's been a pretty quiet season so far, that's for sure.
Yeah, this one here, I'm watching it very closely because the cone of uncertainty, depending on what it does over Puerto Rico, will determine what it's going to do next. But it looks like as if it's headed right straight for the Gulf of Mexico and Florida.
The cones and all that stuff. I love how they kind of predict them early. You never know. You got to wait for a while to find out where things are going.
Yep. Now, what did you think about the Iranian ambassador showing up at the G7 summit, invited by France, by the way?
I saw that. I'm all for having, you know, discussions and trying to keep an ongoing dialogue going. I think that that's always an important thing. I don't know who knew what behind the scenes, or, you know, some are saying it was a surprise. Everything that I read in the news, I kind of have to wait and see because I don't know what's real and what's not real anymore. It's unfortunate. I have no problem trying to keep a dialogue going. It would be great, you know, to solve that problem and move forward. I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon, but obviously that's what we'd like to do, you know, most desires.
What do you think about Russia using two different submarines to fire two different missiles in the Arctic yesterday?
Russia, they're probably testing some various different equipment that they have. We do testing as well. Obviously, whenever we, you know, see one of our supposed adversaries testing something, whether it be North Korea, Russia, or anyone else, obviously, if our antenna goes up and it piques a little bit of an attention. But, Russia they don't make surface. They really don't. They got a GDP of a small European nation, to be quite honest with you. They're not that powerful anymore. And obviously, you got to keep an eye on them. But, I think we kind of get bent out of shape over some of these countries.
And what are you talking about today on your podcast?
Obviously, we're talking a lot about trade today and what it means and, you know, the importance of what's going on and the importance of holding the line.
Right. Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. We'll see what happens with this stock market today.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, when I come back, I'm going to talk to Frank Silvato. Remember, Frank is originally from Chicago. And we're going to find out about this Joe Walsh guy, who was a former congressman there. He lost his office, and Frank would probably know more about that than I certainly do. But I want to find out why he has announced that he's going to challenge President Trump. Wow. Okay. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.